Hello.
Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Good.
Nice talking with you, my friend.
Hello, you too.
What's it like to switch over? You had really good success with the Bears and for two seasons, and you go to a new organization. What's it like for you to adjust, and where do you think you are right now?
I'm in a great situation here at New York. You know, we have some talented guys on this team, and they've had some success here in the past, and, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of what they have going on right now.
Were you surprised when the trade was made, Thomas?
No, I wasn't surprised. You know, I had talked to Jerry Angelo before the season, you know, about a possible situation like this at the end of the year, depending on how things went. And, you know, when it happened, I wasn't surprised.
You've got a nice veteran quarterback. You've got two wide receivers that I think they caught 171 passes together, just two guys. A nice thing for a running back to have that kind of passing potential and take some pressure off of the runner, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when you have an experienced quarterback and some receivers who can get open and do some things after the catch, you know, that makes it a lot better for a running back as far as the defense not being able to just focus on the running game. You know, we have some really good players on this team, like I said before, explosive guys at the receiver spot, and you know, and we have some pretty good running backs too. So, you know, hopefully, you know, everything will work out, you know, the best possible way. And, you know, everyone can help us be successful.
You know, Thomas, there used to be a saying that the AFC was a more finesse kind of a conference, and that the NFC, of which the Bears are the old style, was different. Did you see any difference? Are they more physical on that side or more finesse on this side? You're getting both worlds.
You know, football is football to me. It doesn't really matter which conference you're in. I mean, you still have to go out there and make plays and play fundamental football and a block tackle, you know, all those things. So, you know, football is football to me. It doesn't really matter which conference you're in.
You know, you've been to a Super Bowl. You know what it's like. And a lot of the Jets guys ask you about your experience in last year and what it was like.
You know, I talked to a couple guys about it, and, you know, it's an unbelievable experience. It's the reason why you play this game, you know, to make it to the Super Bowl and have a chance to be, you know, the best football team in the world. And, you know, just to have that experience and to know what it feels like, you know, it definitely gives you motivation to get back there.
Thomas, do you feel that your running style is the same as what it was in Chicago? Have you adjusted your style to the Jets' offense at all?
No, you know, like I said before, it's still the same, you know, fundamental principles of football, regardless of what offense you're in, you know, regardless of what conference you're in. You know, you still have to do the little things right, and that's what I try to focus on.
How much of a, you know, was there a period after the Super Bowl where it took you time to flush that disappointment out of your system?
You know, after a couple of days after the Super Bowl, you know, I was, you know, in good spirits, and you know, I look back on the season, and I was just thankful to even have the opportunity to play in that game, and the memories that I took from that season, you know, I'll never forget. And you know, and it, like I said, it makes you hungry, and it makes you want to start working again to get prepared to hopefully go to another Super Bowl.
You know, every organization is different. Every head coach is different. What's your impressions of working for Mangini and the organization itself, and how they're focused on what they want to accomplish?
You guys are focused on winning football games. You know, they're very detailed. You know, they make sure guys know exactly what they're doing, you know, when, as far as the game plan is concerned. And, you know, it's kind of a blue-collar type of situation, and that's the type of situation I like to be in. You know, I come to work every day. You know, every day I try to get better and learn everything I can during the week about the opposing team, so when I see them on Sunday, I'm ready to play. And the coaches here and you know, the coaching staff, they make sure that we know exactly what's going on before we play.
There's a lot of, you know, a lot of talk since the trade was made that you're a key element for improvement for part of their offense. I mean, does that put a lot of extra pressure, which you like, I assume, that so much is thought of you?
You know, I don't look at it as pressure. This is my job. My job is to come out here and make plays. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I get paid to do. So it's not any added pressure. It's not any less pressure. You know, it's just what I'm used to.
Sure.
What do you remember about the Patriots from the regular season matchup last year?
You know, they play hard. You know, they've got some hard-nosed guys. You know, they're experienced. I mean, they've played in a lot of Super Bowls, and they won a lot of games. And, you know, one thing you can't make up for a lot of times is experience. So, you know, they're a well-coached team, and they play well together.
This is your fourth team in your career already. I mean, do you feel that you're used to, you know, as much as you maybe didn't want to do it, you're used to switching teams and adjusting to new situations and circumstances?
You know, the NFL is very unpredictable as far as the business side, and you never know what's going to happen within any given year. So you have to be ready to adjust and be ready to make the best out of any situation you're in.
You and Randy Moss, two key new offensive pieces of the puzzle for your two respective teams, didn't get on the field in preseason. Is that a challenge? Not taking reps in a game and then heading out there in week one and having to do it?
Well, not really. You know, we both played a lot of football in our career, so we pretty much know what it is. You know, when game time comes. You know, unfortunately, I had an injury early in camp and missed the last couple of preseason games, but. You know, I did a lot of conditioning, and I watched a lot of film, and I was pretty much doing everything the team was doing. So, as far as me being caught up to speed, that's not an issue.
You know what the Bears were, and you knew how good they were, and you went to the Super Bowl, so you have a pretty good yardstick. What do you think of the Jets in terms of the talent and what their focus is and their ability to perform?
The Jets, they have a great mentality, and there's a lot of guys on this team who want to win, and like I said, just to be around these guys and to see how they work, it's motivation for me to go out there and do my job the best that I can and just be a part of this team and help us be successful.
Were you surprised when Randy Moss popped up on the Patriots?
Honestly, I really didn't pay much attention to it. Once I came to New York, I was just pretty much focused on what I need to do up here.
Thomas, I know your family has a background in mining. What is the mine disaster recently? Did that affect you in a way that maybe it doesn't affect people who don't understand what that industry is about?
I understand 100%. What type of situation that is, and it's definitely not good. It's not something that I would wish on anyone. My mother and father both worked in the coal mines, and every day, growing up, you had that thought in your mind, hoping and praying that nothing happened to them. So, I have. A lot of sympathy for those people out there, and not just the Utah situation, but the West Virginia thing, and pretty much I keep up with a lot of that stuff, and it's definitely tough, and a lot of people who don't have loved ones in that type of job, they don't understand how devastating it can be.
Guys, not to rush, we have time for two more.
Was there ever a time in your and your brother's life where you thought that might be your future?
No, my mother and father didn't want us working in the coal mines, and that was something that we didn't want to do. We knew that was what they had to do to provide for me and my five sisters and my brother, and my parents did what they had to do for us, that was something that they didn't want us to experience.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Thomas, and good luck to you this season.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.